History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. That's all. Dismissed. Thank you for dropping by. Drive safely. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up this hour. Carl Carlson's going to be with us just about a half an hour from now. Carl is my financial planner, and I opened up my statements today, and looks like his planning was planning right along, because it was nice. It was one of those nice statements to open. Now that I'm hearing Charles Pyle tell me that the markets are down, but remember, what I learned with Carl, because this is not my area of expertise, not by a long shot, you can't spend every single solitary day focused on what the market is doing that day and then decide whether you are or are not going to injure yourself. You know what I mean? You got to put it in the hands of somebody who has done it for a long time, knows what the heck they're doing, and is not emotional about it. I say that, and sometimes say, oh, I can't believe that you're telling me that Carl Carlson doesn't care about you. Or No, he absolutely cares about me and Heidi and Julia, because ultimately that's what we're really doing this for. You'll notice, conspicuous by the absence of the boys. They're on their own. But Julia, I got to take care of forever. So, that being the case, Carl, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say he likes each of us. But he's not emotional about the manner in which our money is handled. He can't be. I would be emotional. No matter how much I'd love to say, oh, I could figure it out. I couldn't figure it out. There are numbers involved. I don't do numbers. And it's just not my thing. So if I heard, oh my God, the stock market was down 100 points, oh, that's it, I got to sell everything and bury the money under the yard or something. Whereas Carl looks and goes, okay, so the market right now, we talk about the big ones, right? About 45,000. So it's off by a couple of hundred. It's no big deal. It's not an end of the world thing. But you also have to know when something is down like that, what do you buy? Because that's another one of these secrets that I just don't ever really have a full handle on, because I can't do it. Oh, so you buy when it's low, sell when it's high. Gotcha. I must have not been wearing my spectacles, because I think I wrote that down bass ackwards. And so I've screwed that up. So Carl will be with us at 4:35. Then, speaking of money, Chris Beach, who is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, Chris has put together 4 award-winning teams to help celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Father Figure event. And this year we're doing it at the Robbins Center over at University of Richmond. We're trying to raise, just so you know, $100,000 total to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the Father Figure. So Chris is going to be here at 5:35. He'll give us all a few details, how we can help out, what we can do. Yes, there is a Team Katz. And yes, I will be asking you to be part of that, a big part of that. Thus far, I've not asked you. Why? Because, I'm a nice guy. Couple of good suggestions coming in here relative to tomatoes. Do you ever think we do tomato talk? No, but I just so thoroughly love my Hanover tomatoes. And here's the secret. When people say, when Heidi first got here, she went into one of these stores, one of the farm stands, and said, hey, I want to buy seeds for Hanover tomatoes. And they said, you're crazy, right? Well, yeah, but I still want to buy the seeds for the Hanover tomatoes. It's like, they're just those big boy beefsteak tomatoes, but it's the soil. It is the Hanover County soil that makes them different. So if you are ever buying Hanover tomatoes anywhere but Hanover, they're not Hanover tomatoes unless they came from a farmer in Hanover. It is our soil. And I believe to my core that one of the greatest experiences in Central Virginia during the summer is a nice, fresh Hanover tomato. You slice it thick, spread it with some Duke's mayo, just the tiniest drop of salt, and you're good to go. I'm suggesting to Rich Herrera, you listen to Rich in the morning, I hope. If you're not, you should be there. Richmond's morning news starts at 6 a.m. each and every morning, as a matter of fact. But his son is in town, and he's trying to do all sorts of great stuff, see great things. He's put together a marvelous list. But I am suggesting to him that he's got to get a Hanover tomato and some Dukes. 804, hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, my lunch today, sliced tomatoes with Duke's mayo. Yep, you win. That's a winner right now, right there. Somebody else says, hey, Jeff, how about the Hanover tomato plus the Duke's mayo, then you add a few drops of fresh lemon juice? Well, I have never heard about that. And I feel a little apprehensive about tarnishing a Hanover tomato with something that's not Duke's mayo or salt. But I get it, right? The lemon juice has some acidity, and that would probably help bring out some of the flavor, a little bit like the salt does. So, all right, I'll give that a shot. 804 says, Jeff, it's not better, but man, it is just as good. Go get yourself a fried green tomato from Jake's Place in Ashland. Put a whole slew of pimento cheese on top. Oh, I love that. Germ, you would do that. I would do that. You know what I would do, actually? I would take two thick slices of Hanover tomatoes, spread them with pimento cheese like a sandwich. Eat that like a sandwich. Now we get into the whole tomato sandwich, and this is where it gets ugly, I know. I know. You tell me. Seriously. How do you do a proper tomato sandwich in our neck of the woods? I say, number one, it's got to be white bread. I don't want anything fancy. I don't want anything high-end. I want plain old white bread, Duke's mayo, thick slice of Hanover tomato, salt, maybe a little pepper, that's it. Now, there are other people I know have other ideas, but here's what I want to do, because I do want to pass these on to Rich. Send me your ideas at 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, you ought to take Rich and his son down into the city. Go to Monument Avenue to see all the monuments. Oh, never mind. Yeah. And I don't really have the heart to take him down to the wastewater treatment facility to see the monuments. And somebody this weekend said that they're not even there anymore, that they've all been destroyed. Anybody in the city? Maybe that's on your sector, you know, if you're working that area. Do you know if they actually have destroyed the monuments? Last I heard is that they were there at the wastewater treatment facility, and I don't know, I guess we'd be there forever. Dr. George hits me up. He says, hey, Jeff, you are right on all counts, except your pediatrician might have been given a hard time if he did not ask you about guns in the house. I agree, Dr. George. And in fact, that pediatrician did say that to me. I don't know what his political persuasion was. I didn't ask, because frankly, it wasn't all that important, certainly not at the time. But he said, it's a question the insurance people have us ask. We have to ask it. And I said, well, what about all these other things that actually cause more injuries? And he just kind of rolled his eyes and he said, yeah, Mr. Katz, I know. So maybe he was in that situation where it's like, yeah, I got to ask him. I don't even want to ask him. I don't think we need to ask him, but I'll be asking him. So maybe that is it. I don't know. We'll see. All right. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, on a Monday. Did you see that Elon Musk has now launched his own political party? Okay. And what is he? He's calling it the America Party. Am I giving up the Republican Party? No. Do I need another political party? I don't think so. I get it. Throughout the years, people have said, well, this is going to be better. This is better. Okay. But you do see what happens with a lot of these so-called third parties. When you have 25, quote, third parties, they're not really third parties anymore, are they? And make no mistake, I'm not telling you that we have the best of all worlds with the two large established political operations. I am telling you, however, that of the worst, we have the best. That's it. It's the best of the worst. And I don't see another political party, really honest to goodness, doing anything that's going to be beneficial. President Trump was asked about the brand new Elon Musk political party. Cut number one.
Your reaction to Elon Musk starting a third party?
I think it's ridiculous to start a third party. We have a tremendous success with the Republican Party. The Democrats have lost their way, but it's always been a two-party system. And I think starting a third party just adds to confusion. It really seems to have been developed for two parties. Third parties have never worked. So he can have fun with it, but I think it's ridiculous.
Mr. What's Golden Key back? Golden Key back from Elon.
Go ahead.
What's your...
What's your feedback? Nah, I'm going to stand here and laugh. Next! Yeah, well, I'm kind of with them on that. it is what it is. Will people support it? We're in a bizarre situation here in our beloved Commonwealth in that we don't register by party. I think that's a terrible idea. I think it's absolutely moronic that we have these so-called open primaries. Well, I'm going to be a Democrat this time and a Republican this time. Now, let's pick a freaking team. That's all, because it's a terrible, terrible way when you can just pick whatever ballot you want and influence that political party, and you don't really care about that political party. I am a conservative. I mean, push comes to shove. You got to identify yourself politically. Okay, I'm a conservative. I support the Republican Party. Now you're telling me that I can help shape the Democrats? I can pull a Democrat Party ballot in the primary, and I can select the candidate that I want to see as someone who doesn't want them to win? Does that make sense to anybody? Honest to goodness, if I were going to do that, wouldn't I just, well, okay, you can't pick worse candidates than the Democrats themselves picked for the upcoming November election. I'm going to give you that one. I completely and totally stipulate to that, Your Honor, but...
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It just does not seem to be right. Oh, I am getting the other signs apparently. Now, you know, I've had my John Reed for Lieutenant Governor signs up, and they will remain up, of course, until the election. But I also have room on the lawn for a Winsome Sears sign and a Jason Miari sign. So sometime today, my buddy, my state delegate, actually, my buddy, is going to be dropping off the Winsome Sears sign and the Jason Miari sign. So I'll get those up ASAP. Well, I want to fly the flag because I am flying the flag, of course, but I want to fly the political flag as well. Carl Carlson's going to be along at 4:35. We're going to talk a little bit. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about a little bit. You know, what's going on in the market? How are you getting yourself properly positioned to eventually one day say, that's it? No mas. That's 4:35. It's 4:27. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. Monday afternoon, we are holding steady at 91 degrees, which is what it is, but... it's that 87% humidity that's really knocking everybody for a loop, I think. And no rest for the weary, so to speak. That's just the way it is. And, well, again, it's Central Virginia during the summertime, so I'm not sure how many of us are actually shocked or surprised or amazed. But invariably, there's somebody who goes, all right, well. You are free to head back to wherever it was you came from initially. How many people you think are going to bail on New York City if they really do elect the America hater, the communist there, that Mamdami? Good Lord. And those are going to be, I guess, the least crazy of the crazy people who get out of New York. It's going to be like Snake Plissken, man. It's going to be Escape from New York. Eric Adams, who's not exactly the best, but he's the best of the worst, as Jimmy Galliano said. They're all terrible suggestions, but that's the least terrible of the options. So anyway, we'll see how that all plays out. And I mentioned that I opened both of my statements from Fidelity about an hour or two ago. And I was very happy. You know who predicted that was, yeah, Carl Carlson, my financial planner from Carlson Advisors, Carlson Financial. He joins us every Monday, and he's joining us today. Hey, Carl, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, great to be here. So you opened up the statements.
I did. I was, I don't want to say I was excited, but you did tell me last time, hey, you should waste no time.
Damn, I look good.
They did look good. Thank you. Yeah, nice work there, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Is
Mark
it
looks good.
Yeah. I was going to ask, is it all related to the passage of this one big, beautiful bill that we're now seeing, you know, like tax hikes are kind of off the table for the next couple of years?
Yeah, made the Trump tax cuts permanent. Now, permanent has a different meaning in YDC than other places, but they did make them permanent now. Maybe until the if the Democrats get the Congress and the presidency, the tax hikes might come back.
So okay,
but so for now we're pretty good.
Okay. All right, well, I will absolutely take that. I'm very happy to hear that. Tell me a little bit, I guess, was there a change with the required minimum distributions? Was that in there?
That was already in the Cure Act.
Oh, all right, well what was the,
pushed. Yeah.
What's the deal of that?
So when you have to take your minimum amount out of your ICE, required minimum distribution for most people, that used to be 70.5. Then it got raised to 71 or 71.5. Then 73 with their act. And then also another age increase to 75 for people that. Now, some of that maybe that was made more permanent in the big, beautiful bill. I haven't read it all yet. I'm working on it.
Okay. All right. And so the longer we can push back those required minimums, that's good, right? Because that money stays in there. It keeps growing.
Yeah. If you don't need it, you know, if you on then you're already kind of taking a certain amount out that might qualify you for your RMD right. If you're at that age where you need to take it. But if you don't need it, that's the problem is, you know, at a certain age they force you to take it, which means you have to pay the taxes when you take it out. It's much nicer if you don't need to pay the taxes to leave it in there and let it keep growing.
Yeah. So The best way to handle that, you should, I mean, not that I know, but I'm thinking, so you should be in a situation where you don't need that money early, right? You keep it there, you've got other things. So this is about that whole, the building the house thing you talk about, right? You got to be in different spaces.
Yeah, definitely. So that's where putting it into the, converting the IRA to a Roth IRA, then you don't ever have to take RMDs, and you can do it on your time and in the lower tax brackets as you do it year by year. We were having to kind of rush those a bit because the tax cuts that Trump had made were scheduled to go back to where they were at the end of this year. So we were feeling a little pressure to get some a little more done in case that didn't happen.
Right.
But now that that's happened, we have a little more time to do that Roth conversion planning and try to take those Roth conversions in the lower tax brackets and take little smaller amounts each year to keep them in the lower tax brackets, and then you don't have to take RMDs out of them. Or in the future, if you need a little more money that would have taken it out of an IRA, maybe would have forced you to take it out in a higher tax bracket. Well, then when you get to the place, oh, I need more money, but I don't want to take it out of my IRA and pay 22% tax instead of 12, then you can just go over and reach and take it out of your Roth IRA and pay no tax on it. So all that is awesome for tax planning.
Yeah, no, I like that. Carl Carlson is joining us from Carlson Financial. Carl is my financial planner, my financial advisor. He's taking care of us, taking care of Julia long term, which I always appreciate. Tell me a little bit about getting the Roth started, because you really do want the clock ticking as soon as possible, right?
Yeah, when you start a Roth IRA, you have to wait 5 years until you can take the earnings out without paying a tax. So if you just put $50 in a Roth IRA today, that starts the clock. So if then 4 years from now you put more money in, you only have to wait a year.
Yeah.
So it's always wise to just get a Roth IRA started now. And hey, if you never put more money in it, that's fine. Your $50 will always be growing tax-free. But if you do get to the spot where you should put more money in it, then you've let that five-year clock, potentially it's already run out and you're good.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. In fact, I'll share with everybody, it's kind of what Heidi and I did. It wasn't $50, but it was a pretty small amount just to open it to get the clock running. And then, of course, we've been funding it each year as you've advised, and opened up the statements, and that seems to be going well. And so I appreciate that as always. Tell me a little bit, because there's a note here. One of your folks said, "Hey, you got to ask Carl about this," and I want to make sure I get it clear. As we're talking about the big beautiful bill, now big beautiful law. Oh, and tomorrow Congressman John McGuire is going to be here, who was key on getting this whole thing passed.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. He kind of took point on it in the House. For folks who are listening who might be selling a large asset, maybe you've got a business or a property, are there certain specific tax implications they ought to be looking out for? Or was that all kind of addressed and made nicer because of the law?
It was made a little nicer, but okay. You generally always want to take advantage of things while they are in place. But there was the exemption from a state tax was raised when Trump did the tax cuts.
Okay.
He also raised the exemption to, I think it was somewhere around $13 million. It had been around $5
million.
Oh. So people with those larger, and that one was also made permanent as part of all the big, beautiful bill.
Nice.
But that, again, doesn't mean in the future the Democrats can't get control and drop it back to $5 million or $3
million.
At one point, they were talking about, when they did have control, trying to get it back down to $3.5 million or $1 million. So if you're in that position, you can also use that exemption as a gift exemption.
Okay.
And so if someone owns a business that's worth $12 million and they don't need that money, but they know that thing's going to be worth $20 million in the future,
yep,
they can now gift that $12 million to their kids. They just got to make their kids promise to, you know, pay them a little extra money now and then.
Yeah.
No, but they can get, and then even if the law changes in the future, they've already done the gift when it was at the high amount, and then you don't have to be as worried about what might happen in the future. But even now, you know, people could have been a little nervous that that was all going to draw back, and that requires additional tax planning. So that was good, too. Good news in that big, beautiful bill.
Great news. And I do have one improvement on your suggestion, Carl. They could actually gift that to my children, and they'll be just fine.
That would work, too.
Look after it for you, I promise you, and they'll give you a little taste each and every month. They'll send you a check with their gratitude. Hey, Carl, you know, I always send people to connectwithcarlson.com, special website just for my listeners, connectwithcarlson.com, because you have that retirement toolkit there. But explain to everybody, they download that. What are they going to do when they download it, and what happens when they've got questions? Because everybody's got questions after filling it out.
Yeah, so when you download it, it'll give you some information on where you are for your journey to financial freedom or retirement. And often that will bring questions. If you have those questions, then give us a call at 844-CARLSON or carlsonfinancial.com. Just reach out there and we can help you walk through that and make sure you're in excellent shape for your financial future.
I love it. Carl, thank you for being here, my friend. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. It's, I think it's great company, great crew of people over there. Carl is my financial planner, period. End of story. Great dude. Great dude. And he's doing great work for us. Everybody's situation is different, so you probably should reach out to him, 844-CARLSON, and chat with him. You might be the right fit. He might be the right fit for you. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Monday afternoon. I've got a big announcement. The Pie Safe Baking Company, that's my pal Laura Sylvester, who is, as you probably know, the singularly best baker in all of Virginia. She is now officially part of Team Katz. Coming up at 5:35, you'll hear a little bit more about these team efforts we have launched to help the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. My pal Chris Beach is the executive director, and just a great guy. Good Lord, what a great guy he is. He is another fantastic dude that does so much for the community. Anyway, he's recruited a bunch of us to help celebrate the 10th anniversary of the father figure. Father figure is the big event Fatherhood Foundation does each and every year. Back in 2021, I was named the father figure, and very, very proud of that. I still have the, it's a beautiful, beautiful, I would call it a plaque, but what it is, it's the home base from the diamond. And it's all done upright with decorations. Anyway, every year we raise money. So this year it's the 10th anniversary of the father figure. And Chris was able to recruit the four highest fundraisers in the history of it and then get us some really solid teams. So we have four teams. We're doing it just like the big basketball tournament, you know, the NCAA tournament. Seriously. And we're doing the finals, the big event, over at the Robbins Center in August. So my pal Laura Sylvester reached out to me and said, "Hey, Jeff, could I help out?" Yeah. So here's what Laura is doing, and I'll get more details because I don't want to screw it up too much. Laura is out and about every week at farmers markets and things like that throughout Central Virginia. And she's got amazing, beautiful, delicious items she has baked, including chocolate chip cookies, which are Julia's favorites, and strawberry shortcake, which is Julia's favorite. So those two are the Julia Katz items on her menu. And when you order those, or with the chocolate chip cookies, buy one at one of these events, she will donate money. And there's more, but stay close, because I want to get all the details right before I tell you about it. But you can reach out right now, the Pie Safe Baking Company, online. I've got it up on Facebook as well. And 505, fingers crossed, I believe we have a big announcement. And if not, we'll just ignore this. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.